KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Eliza Hittman's Never Rarely, Sometimes Always means to be controversial. A pregnant 17-year-old, her name is Autumn, travels with her cousin and best friend. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Eliza Hittman's Never Rarely, Sometimes Always means to be controversial. A pregnant 17-year-old, her name is Autumn, travels with her cousin and best friend Skylar from rural Pennsylvania to New York City in search of a safe abortion that she can't get at home. And there's no mistaking the filmmaker's point of view. She's passionately pro-choice. Still, this tough-minded, forthright, and exquisitely tender film transcends polemics. It's the odyssey of a lost child in poorly charted territory. When Autumn first appears on camera, she's in a high school talent show and singing not very well. The Exciters, He's Got the Power. There's so much glitter on her eyelids that she can barely blink, but her delivery is mournful. Does she already suspect that she's pregnant? Maybe so, which gives the lyrics a special irony. He's got the power of love over me. Later, after her unintended pregnancy has been established, we watch her again in close-up during the counseling session that gives the film its title. A woman at a Planned Parenthood facility in New York presents a series of statements meant to gauge any history of sexual abuse. Your partner has threatened or frightened or slapped or physically hurt you. Autumn has to respond in each case with never, rarely, sometimes, or always. Those are the only words she needs. They bespeak a whole life of loneliness and pain. It's hard to believe that Sidney Flanagan, who plays Autumn, has never acted before. She conveys her character's strength as eloquently as her fears. Talia Ryder is superb, too. She makes Skylar a bit more worldly than her cousin, though hardly an urban sophisticate. Both girls need each other desperately and support each other fiercely when they get to New York with little money and nowhere to stay. Look at the film from one angle, and it's a cautionary tale about the dangers of restricting access to abortion. From another, it's an apology for a widely reviled procedure. Suspend judgment, though, and it's a story of stirring loyalty and fierce friendship between two kids who know next to nothing about the world and so little about the city around them that they play tic-tac-toe with an amusement arcade chicken and lose. Autumn has been hapless and heedless, no argument about that, but she's dreadfully vulnerable and terribly dear. Skylar is no student of human behavior, but she's clever enough to extract needed money from an unnamed guy the girls first meet on the bus, then again in New York. He's played by Theodore Pellerin, and his part in the drama is much more innocent than it sounds. This city has a lot of secrets, he tells them earnestly. So does the film. It deserves to be seen. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.